你肯，
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 26th of December, 1975, in Sanand, India.
न शौचं नापि चाचार न सत्यं तेषु विद्यते. Now here is the description of the asuras as stated by Krishna. Asura and deva, deva and asura. Vishnu bhakta bhavet deva, asuras tad viparyaya. The devas, devatalok, in the upper planetary system, beginning from the sun, there are Suryalok, Chandralok, Mangal, Budh, Brihaspati, up to Saturn. There are different lokas. So the upper planetary system, beginning from Surya, they are called Devaloka. They are all devotees of the Lord. Therefore, they are called Devata. They are not pure devotees, but they are not disobedient to the orders of the Supreme Lord. Shuddha Bhakta means they do not come to the material world. Annavilasita Sunnam. The Shuddha Bhaktas, Nitya, Nitya Siddha, they do not come to this material world. They are everlastingly liberated souls engaged in the service of Narayana. This material creation is exhibition of one-fourth energy of the Supreme Personality of God. The three-fourth creation is in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka. So, in this material world, they have come, all of us, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant, we have come here for material enjoyment. And in this material world, according to different desires and karma, they are getting different types of body. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatti. Karmana, by our work and by the supervision of the Supreme Power, we are getting different types of body. So there are two kinds of living entities. One kind of living entity, they are trying to go back to home, back to Godhead. They are called devatas. And the asuras, they are not aware of the spiritual world, neither they are endeavoring to go back to home, back to God. So, Krishna has described about the devotees in so many ways. Now, he is discriminating who are the demons. So, for the asuras, there is no knowledge what is the aim of life. So they are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, Nate vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu, durasayade vahirathamane, andhagatandhai rupaniyamana, stepi satantra urudamni vadhya. These asuras are the persons who are in ignorance, in material enjoyment. They do not know what is the goal of life. Everyone is in the bodily concept of life, and they are trying to improve the condition of bodily comfort. The more we are interested in the bodily comforts of life, the more we are asuras. So, these asuras, they are not very clean, na saucham, napi cha achara. They have no good behavior, neither they are very clean. Therefore, according to Varnashrama Dharma, the brahmanas are called suci, means pure. So there is a Bengali Vaishnava poet, he says that suci hoye muchi hoy, jodi Krishna taje, muchi hoye suci hoy, jodi Krishna bhaje. The purpose is that if somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, even he is born in the family of muchi, then he becomes suci. And if a person born in the Brahmin family or Kshatriya family, but he does not take to Krishna consciousness, then he becomes a muchi. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mam hi partho vipasritya jipishu papajonan. Papajoni means muchi, less than the sudras. If he takes to Krishna consciousness, tepi janti parangati, they are also eligible to go back to home, to back to God. So, even a muchi or a papajoni born in the low-grade family, if he takes to Krishna consciousness, he becomes a devata. This is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Sukadeva Goswami. Kirata hunandha pulinda pukkasa abhira sumbha javana khasalaya jennecho papa jad upasra sra suddhanti prava vishnavi nama. So, it doesn't matter where we are born. If we take to Krishna consciousness, then he becomes a suddha, suci, purified, and he is eligible to go back to home, to back to God. So to take the shelter of a pure devotee means he knows what is pravritti and what is nivritti. All our Vedic literature is meant for nivritti. Pravritti resan bhutana nivritte su mahaphalam. These all living creatures who are struggling for existence in this material world, that is their pravritti, to enjoy this material world. But when one becomes inclined to nivritti, he becomes devota. So this Krishna consciousness movement, which was inaugurated by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is for nivritti marga. Nivritti marga means no more material enjoyment. Let me make progress towards Krishna consciousness. Therefore, this devotional service or bhakti yoga, it is called nivritti marga. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudevi Bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati asu vairagyam gyanancha jagahaitakam. Bhakti yoga and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where he was a impersonalist, followers of the Shankar philosophy, when he became convinced about the Vaishnava philosophy, he wrote 100 shlokas, prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Among that shloka, one of the prominent shloka is Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikha Tameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kipam Buddhija Samaham Prapadde. He said that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Krishna. He has come to teach Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means Vairagya Vidya. No more this material enjoyment. That is vairagya. Jnananca jagahitakam. The result of jnan is vairagya. Vairagya vidya, bhakti yoga is vairagya vidya, means that bhakti parisano bhava virakti annatra sya. Bhakti means one he is making progress towards Krishna consciousness, and automatically he becomes distasteful to the material world. Srila Rupa Goswami has given the example, just a hungry man, if he is given food, he takes it, but as he takes it, he becomes satisfied, and when he is fully satisfied, he does not require any more food. There is another sloka given by Jamunacharya. He says, Jadabadhi mama citta krishna padarvindaya navanava dhamarus rantumasi tadabadhi batanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukhavikara sushtu nishtivanta. He says, since I have been engaged in the service of the Ram, Jadabadhi mama citta krishna padarvindaya, since I have begun my life to serve Krishna, since that time, whenever I think of sex life, I spite on it. So therefore, when we stop our desires for material enjoyment, anna vilasita sunnam, jnana karma anabhitam. Karma means to desire to be elevated in the higher planetary system, Sargoloka. The jnanis, they are trying to elevate themselves to the impersonal Brahma. These are not pure devotional service. Navilashita sunnam, no desire for material conception of life. So jnana is also another desire, negative desire, to become free from this material world. That is desire. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, bhukti mukti siddhi kame sakali asanta krishna bhakta nishkam atayev shanta. He said that bhukti kame, the material persons who are desiring improvement in this world, in this life, and going to the heavenly planet next life, that is called bhukti. And mukti, desiring liberation, that is called mukti, and or become one with the Supreme Brahma, that is mukti. And siddhi, yogis, they are trying to achieve some success in astasiddhi, animadoghimadhi. So everyone is desiring. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna bhakta nishkam, a devotee of Krishna, he is not desirous of anything, either bhukti, mukti or siddhi.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kehu chhe ke Krishna je bhakta chhe, Krishna bhakta nishkam, ata eva shanta. Ye ene koi pan prakar ni bhukti, mukti, siddhi jevi ichha hoti nathi, etla mate sampurna pane shanta hoy chhe.
The purpose is, so long he desires something, he'll never get peace of mind. And a bhakta does not desire anything. He is satisfied in any position, whatever is offered to him by Krishna. Narayana parasadve na kutasana bimbhati sarga apavarga narakesu api tullarsu darshan. Anyone who is Narayana parayana, he does not fear whether he is going to hell or him. Because wherever he goes, he is with Narayana, he says. It doesn't matter whether it is hell or him. That is offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his prayer. Nadhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang ma jagadishatamay mamo janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahitu. The idea is that a bhakta does not require any material happiness or distress. He does not require any monistic proposition to merge into the existence of the Supreme. And neither he desires any jugglery of astasiddhi yogam. So not to become devata, not to become asura, Asuras are always against Krishna. There are many examples like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu, Kansa. There are many. So we should remember that devata means who is fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna. So there are many symptoms of the asuras. They are all described in the 16th chapter. It requires a long time to discuss. It is not possible to discuss all the symptoms. But one of the most important symptoms of the asura is here described. Asattamma pratisthante jagadahu anisara. Their main proposal is that there is no creator God. The modern scientists, philosophers, Western people, they don't accept that God is the creator of everything. And their theory of creation is the chemical composition. One gentleman has written one book, Chemical Evolution. They think that chemical combination is the cause of life. So the Asura's theory of creation is aparasparam sambhutam himanna kamahetukam. It is a chance theory, but we don't accept. We are preaching against them, writing books against them. We are challenging this atheistic theory of creation. So this asuric, this Krishna consciousness movement is against the asuras. Every time, always, Krishna also comes down to kill the asuras. Paritrana sadhana vinashayata duskita. So asuras cannot flourish by their atheistic theory unless one comes to Krishna consciousness. He has to be put into the different types of asuric journey to suffer in this material world. Krishna says here, tanaham dusatak krurat saṃsāreṣu narādhamāt kipāmi adasra asubham asuri jonesu. He keeps them always put into this asuric journey, everlastingly forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead and suffer in this material world. So long we remain in the asuric tendency, then we cannot understand Krishna. That is also described by Krishna in the 7th chapter. Namam diskitanam mūḍhā prabhadyante narādhamā māyā apritajñānā āsuri bhāvamāsrita. So we should generally conclude that anyone who does not take to Krishna consciousness, they fall in the groups of duskritinam mūḍhā narādhamā māyā apritajñānā. So in the beginning, we discuss nāpi āchāra, sadāchāra. So even one is sort of sadāchāra. Krishna says, opite sudurāchāra, bhajate māmanannabhā, sādhureva samanta. Even one is not fully in sadāchāra, but if he has taken Krishna consciousness fully, he is a sādhu. But to take to this Krishna consciousness is made very easy during this Kali Yuga. Harennāma, harennāma, harennāma eva kevalam. Kalo nāsteva, nāsteva, gatirannatha. Kalo, in this age, if you take to Krishna consciousness, simply chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you become devata. This is our problem. So our only request is to you, then whatever position you are, it doesn't require to be changed. Simply take to the Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and gradually he will become devota. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.